KW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's one of the biggest heists in Los Angeles history, and it happened over Easter with no one noticing.
It's like something out of a movie. Law enforcement sources are telling ABC News burglars broke into a secure building belonging to a company that handles cash. They got in through the roof, somehow bypassing alarms, and got into the vault and stole tens of millions of dollars on Easter Sunday. They got out in a sophisticated operation without anybody noticing. Nobody noticed it until Monday morning. Now the FBI and LAPD are on the case. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
President Biden and Israel's Netanyahu will talk today in the wake of the ostensibly mistaken airstrike in Gaza that killed 7 international aid workers. There was no winner of Wednesday's 10-figure Powerball jackpot. The big prize swells to just under $1.2 billion for the Saturday night drawing. This is ABC News. Oklahoma's Supreme Court not providing a timeline for when it will decide the fate of a lawsuit on the Tulsa race massacre of 1921.
Lessie Benningfield Randall and Viola Ford Fletcher, both 109, are seeking a detailed accounting of the property and wealth that was destroyed in the massacre, the construction of a hospital in North Tulsa, and a victim compensation fund. Oklahoma's highest court is to decide whether the women's lawsuit against the city and county of Tulsa can move forward.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Kanye West's issues are causing him more legal trouble.
Accused of severe discrimination, harassment, and retaliation in a new lawsuit, a former employee at his Donda Academy private school says Ye would scream at and berate black employees, while never even raising his tone towards white staff. The rapper's also accused of making anti-Semitic remarks in front of some of the kids, spewing hate speech, and wanting to shave kids' heads and lock them in cages. The plaintiff, Trevor Phillips, is seeking $35,000. No response so far from Ye.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Cloudy and windy with scattered light rain and snow showers today. Our high near 40 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 15 to 25 with gusts up to 30, especially this morning. Tonight, we could see a few flurries, otherwise partly cloudy 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 45. We're back to 50 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
On the job till the cows come home. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
I got to admit, the eyes are a little saggy this morning. I stayed up a little past my bedtime to watch the Top Chef installment last night, featuring Wisconsin Door County cherries, Wisconsin hops, and a lot of Wisconsin cheese. Come on in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke right here. That's what we talk about for the next hour. What happens in Wisconsin agriculture, Wisconsin food production, and of course, the Bravo Network focused in on Wisconsin for their Top Chef series this year. And last night was kind of the trifecta that I couldn't shut off. So if you haven't tapped into that yet, you can always pick it up online and find out a little bit more about the Wisconsin commodities they're featuring. Weather-wise, I hope that we get a chance to feature a bit of a break from all the precipitation we picked up yesterday. For today, snow should taper off this morning and then just give way to cloudy skies. Not going to be real pretty out there, but it will be 41 degrees. Winds are still going to be fairly strong out of the north-northwest up to 20 miles an hour. Then for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and 44. Saturday, sunshine, 50 degrees. Sunday, more light rain back in the forecast, 44 degrees. Did anybody experience power outages yesterday? Boy, oh boy, we were picking up all kinds of emails and texts and social media messages about folks that were stranded, quite literally, without power. Give you a little bit of an update on that, but if you were one of those impacted, feel free to share your story with us, as brief as you might, at our talk text line. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. Kind of hard to milk cows when you don't have power. Hard to do a lot of things in agribusiness when you don't have power. Also up, chatting with our friend Ryan Yonkman from EverAg about what's happening in the dairy complex and all this moisture now, be it rain or be it snow. Is it helping us with the levels of water on the Mississippi River? Charity Seebecker is going to let us in on that story. Boy, there's some exciting things happening at Bavaria Sausage. If you haven't been there lately, make it a point. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke encouraging you to stop by the retail location, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. Now, over the course of time, you're going to see some physical changes on the interior of the store. But boy, what you're really going to appreciate, the changes in the showcase. New products that they're developing on a regular basis. When Bavaria Sausage develops new products, they have a couple staples they keep in mind. First of all, they work with local farmers, and they want to make sure that those local farmers are able to make a good living. They also do not believe in waste. They said, just like Fred, the original owner of Bavaria Sausage, nothing is wasted but the squeal. And you'll notice that in some of the unique products that they're developing. Take a look at that special Berkshire brat. The flavor that you're going to pick up is found nowhere else because it was developed by Bavaria Sausage. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, Bavaria Sausage. So in 2024, the Energizer Bunny is going to march his way out of the state of Wisconsin as far as manufacturing is concerned. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. And you may say, well, Pam, how does that relate to Wisconsin agribusiness? Well, listen to this conversation I had with Jeff Green. He is the CEO of the Wisconsin Battery Company. Jeff Green tells me that when Energizer announced they were closing facilities in both Portage and Fenimore, Wisconsin Battery Company saw opportunity. This battery company has based all of its future generation products on hemp, H-E-M-P. That's been proven to be a very viable conduit when it comes to batteries.
Part of my old consulting was the uses of hemp, and a University of Chicago or University of Illinois at Chicago student had done a science project making a hemp battery. And after doing some due diligence via Google, found the two scientists that were really the preeminent experts of the technology. They had gotten it to proof of concept in the lab. They had not there'd been no scale of hemp batteries, to my knowledge, in the world. So this is going to be one of the first of its kind.
Outstanding. And you're picking Portage, Wisconsin as the initial area of investment and investigation. Tell me more about how hemp becomes an energy source via a battery, Jeff?
Okay, so hemp, we're going to use hemp carbon as a storage unit. So if best way that I can describe this in a layman's term, because I'm not a scientist, I'm an economist. And so when the scientists talk to me, they try to dumb it down so I can understand it. Hopefully it works for you as well. Hemp carbon is the equivalent of, let's call it a Ritz-Carlton as a hotel, whereas graphene or lithium would be the equivalent of a Days Inn. The energy molecules will stay there, but they want to leave as quickly as possible, whereas at a Ritz-Carlton, they may want to stay, visit the spa, et cetera. So that's really the logic behind the longevity of use. We're expecting a 200 to 300% increase in life of use for a battery.
Mm-hmm. And
this is a rechargeable potential. So the theory being that, you know, for your hearing aid, it lasts 3 days if it's a day typical. For your remote control, it's 3 months instead of 1 month, or, you know, something like that. And then from a rechargeability standpoint, it lasts 8 times as long as your standard lithium ion battery. So if, for instance, you're putting an EV battery in your car, instead of a 5-year life, it's got a 40-year life, or a life of the vehicle. You would never have to actually remove the battery and replace it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it's one thing to prove it in the lab, and now you're going to try it commercially. What's been the feedback on where it's going to be distributed, how it's going to be marketed, Jeff? Give me a little sense on where you see that direction going.
Yeah, well, I mean, we started with, we intend to make these 8 batteries, the 3 hearing aid batteries and the 5 consumer batteries. And from that, we've gotten lots of interest from defense contractors that want us to help them solve problems, with EV companies that want us to solve problems. And we've become more of a problem-solving company as opposed to just a pure energy solution company. We like to work with manufacturers that are using energy storage, but, you know, for whatever reason, whether it be temperature, size, weight, whatever the issue is, and solve that problem.
Let me ask you, since we in agriculture in rural Wisconsin have seen a lot of financial investment thanks to government incentives on things like solar panels, other green energy sources, is there any of that kind of financial investment in this kind of technology, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, we are applying and actually in round 2 of a $50 million Department of Energy grant for battery production. We're working with the city on industrial bonds for this, and the city obviously sold us that 17 acres for $1, so that's obviously another incentive that we got. We're in a TIF zone, and we're working with the city closely.
Well, I can understand why they might show some interest. You said, ultimately, this is about not only retaining jobs that you respect in Wisconsin, but creating more.
Yeah, we expect not only to keep the 200 to 300 employees that, you know, are currently working in Portage and Fenimore, but growing that to 2 to 3 times that.
Now, you mentioned some of the partners that will be purchasing those batteries, and granted, sounds on like on the front end, a lot of consumer-related potential purchases. Are there other companies that will slowly walk into this stream, Jeff, that are looking for carbon credits, sustainability offsets in their own corporate story?
Absolutely. That's, you know, another grant that we're looking at in April is a carbon sequestration or carbon reduction grant to show how much, you know, carbon we're saving. It's not been my real forte from the perspective of that's a whole different science and not a whole lot of people understand it. So just want to make sure that it's not, you know, voodoo science and we're actually doing something and not just talking about it.
Absolutely. Again, if you're just joining us, this is Jeff Green. He is a partner and parcel involved with a project that's coming to Portage, Wisconsin, called Wisconsin Battery, with its unique element coming from hemp. All right, so tell me where you're going to get the hemp from, Jeff, to begin this manufacturing process. Give me a little sense of scope and scale on that one element that my agricultural audience will actually understand and be able to gravitate toward.
Absolutely. And so right now, at least, we're planning on a primary, secondary, and tertiary supplier of our hemp fiber, which is the bast of the plant, the stalk, the outer stalk of the plant after redding and decorticaion. So the suppliers that have submitted samples so far come from Wisconsin, Virginia, Texas, and South Dakota and Minnesota.
Excellent. Now, do you have any idea on volume? I'm just, again, trying to understand the scope of need for the types of batteries that you're going to be working with, and at least the initial upstart. What kind of volumes are you working with?
Yeah, so essentially what we've determined is that about 25,000 pounds of bass can fit in a tractor trailer, just from a size and weight. So it's not a heavy item. It's a relatively light item when it comes to trucking. Mm-hmm. But initially, we expect that a truckload will last us about 3 months during our ramp-up phase. And then as we develop and scale, that would reduce down to one or two trucks a day when we get to full production.
And there you have it, another new use for hemp. That's Jeff Green, CEO of the Wisconsin Battery Company, getting ready for a groundbreaking ceremony that's happening April 23rd in Portage as they get ready to move forward on this new source of literally green energy. All right, coming up next, how many Easter eggs did you enjoy over the Easter holiday? The number might really surprise you. And we'll check in with weather. Stu Muck on the way.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
consumed. Mark Dresner is a communication specialist with the American Egg Board, and he says Easter weekend is kind of their Super Bowl.
Easter is one of the biggest sales seasons of the year. It's the highest demand season of the year for eggs in the United States, after only the winter holidays, where eggs are so popular for baking and entertaining. But Easter is like our Super Bowl. It is the holiday of the egg, and we're all about it. Eggs are at the center of beloved springtime traditions and memories. Americans decorate and eat about 3 billion, that's billion with a B, every year during the Easter season.
3 billion eggs just during Easter. Yeah, I'd say that's a Super Bowl. Mark Dresner, he's a communication specialist with the American Egg Board. Happy National Egg Salad Week. Let's pivot a bit, talk weather now. Stumach Ag Meteorologist joining us this morning. 3 billion, that's a lot of eggs. Did you, and I suppose Katie's too old to hide Easter eggs anymore, hey?
Yeah, too old for that, and I hope nobody found those eggs, you know, in the corner of a haymow or somewhere.
Hey, speaking of, outer doors, yesterday a lot of folks along the Fox Valley especially experienced a big power outage. We did a little bird dogging to find out what impact that was having on agriculture, because it was north of 14 hours that my ma up at the farm had to come into town because she was without power for more than 14 hours. A lot of dairy farms had backup generators. Fox Valley Ethanol, though, said that they had to shut down their DDG dryer because they couldn't get enough power. And Country Visions Cooperative had to close two of their locations because of power outages. And you said you had one, too.
Yeah, I was out of power for about 2 hours midday yesterday, so I just took off and did some other work somewhere, you know.
Yeah, but that tells you how heavy that snow was yesterday, taking down power lines, bringing down trees, even taking over power poles.
Yeah, it was a very heavy, wet snow. I've got some trees in the yard that still show signs of that. Saw a picture of some branches on a friend's car from the day before, so that's how it worked out, but that is starting to end. That low pressure system is headed off toward the East Coast today. Still some rain in northern lower Michigan, up in the UP, far northeast Wisconsin, very light snow. All of us have a small chance of very light rain or snow yet today, or even on toward this evening. Very light, just that it's going to be there. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Temperatures still cooler than normal, but moderation begins heading toward the weekend. But another low will approach, and I expect towards Sunday we talk about some rain with a lot more mild temperatures, definitely going to do a number on the snow cover that many of us have. I'll have forecast details right after this.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
The Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association is hosting its 67th annual Performance Selected Bull Sale. This is the longest running test in the nation. Be there Saturday, April 6th, starting at 11 a.m. in person at UW-Platteville. Buy a tested bull from the sale ring or your living room at dvauction.com. View the sale catalog, performance and pedigree information, and video of the bulls at wisconsinbeef.com.
All righty, Stu, let's have that forecast.
All right, cloudy skies today, lingering, very light rain or snow to be seen on and off. That chance holds for the day. I'd expect low 40s in the west, very upper 30s in eastern Wisconsin, north winds gusting to 30. A slight rain or snow chance this evening, especially in the east ending, and we drop back toward the upper 20s, maybe a few low 30s in the west, north winds 5 to 10. More sunshine breaking through Friday, sounds great. Could be close to 50 in the west, mid-40s east. And by Saturday, some sunshine, a lot of low 50s all over, east winds 5 to 10, and a little rain for Sunday and Sunday night, Pam, so a little damp, and we meet again next week.
Well, that's going to be kind of a continuing theme next week, isn't it?
Yeah, that rain chance around, it's going to melt our snow cover, no doubt about that, but things are going to stay pretty wet.
Yeah, well, and warmer, though. Let's not forget the warmer.
Yeah, we'll keep the warm in, because then it's able to actually thaw and soak in, and do us some good down the road.
All right. Well, I will not pester you further. We will wrap it all up with the bow tomorrow morning, okay?
Sounds good. We'll catch you then.
Stumach, our ag meteorologist, with the weather details you're looking for on a Thursday. Again, I remind you, your talk text line always available. You can go to 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. And let me know how life is in your world. Did you experience a power outage? Did you have to have change of plans yesterday because of it? Or perhaps, like Stu said, you got trees that either lost limbs or went down completely. Feel free to go ahead and share.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network believe awareness can make a difference during any season or any storm. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're springing into what's typically severe weather season. After some big swings with tornadoes and fire dangers during the winter, this is a good time to remind you to review your safety plan and show it off as a part of a Safe Place Selfie Day. First, what are your local weather worries? Tornadoes, flooding, wildfires? Second, where is your safe place from any of those weather hazards? Your basement or a shelter? Now, go take a selfie in one of your safe locations. Post it to social media, including hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's a fun way to emphasize the seriousness of being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
So you want to tell the rest of the story?
I slept with a circus. Ladies and gentlemen, now another edition of Kathy Larkin's saga, I Slept with a Circus.
Oh, my big mouth. My mother, no, I should have listened.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's one of the biggest heists in Los Angeles history, and it happened over Easter with no one noticing.
It's like something out of a movie. Law enforcement sources are telling ABC News burglars broke into a secure building belonging to a company that handles cash. They got in through the roof, somehow bypassing alarms, and got into the vault and stole tens of millions of dollars on Easter Sunday. They got out in a sophisticated operation without anybody noticing. Nobody noticed it until Monday morning. Now the FBI and LAPD are on the case. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
President Biden and Israel's Netanyahu will talk today in the wake of the ostensibly mistaken airstrike in Gaza that killed 7 international aid workers. There was no winner of Wednesday's 10-figure Powerball jackpot. The big prize swells to just under $1.2 billion for the Saturday night drawing. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are sending him a message. 47,000 Democratic primary voters voted uninstructed yesterday. Anthony Chergosky teaches political science at UW-La Crosse. He predicted earlier this week the protest vote would be much bigger than 20,000.
It was quite shrewd of them to set that expectation because
it will be viewed as a smashing success.
Chergosky spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Wisconsin voters are approving two constitutional amendments that would ban the use of private money for elections and limit who can work on the voting process. Supporters say they're necessary to safeguard election integrity, but opponents say they could leave local elections underfunded and understaffed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost 7-3 to the Twins yesterday. It was the crew's first loss of the season. They have the day off before opening a three-game homestand tomorrow night against the Seattle Mariners. NFL, Patrick Taylor is no longer with the Packers. After 4 years, the backup running back and special teams player has signed with the 49ers. Taylor turns 26 later this month. NBA, the Bucks lost to the Grizzlies, 111-101. It was their fourth loss in the last five games. Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton, Patrick Beverley all out with injuries. Giannis played but was spotted grabbing the back of his leg. Is it a sore hamstring?
Yeah, I don't think it's hamstring. I don't know. But again, I saw the same thing you saw. I don't know what he was reaching for. I didn't like it. I just didn't like it. And in a game when you have Dame out and Chris out and you played last night, my gut was saying, all right, let's shut this thing down tonight.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Thursday on Busted Pencils, Martin Atkins from the Post-Punk Museum. Music and education?
Busted Pencils, every weeknight from 6 to 7 p.m.
Cloudy and windy with scattered light rain and snow showers today. Our high near 40 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 15 to 25 with gusts up to 30, especially this morning. Tonight, we could see a few flurries, otherwise partly cloudy 30. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 45. We're back to 50 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
John, I'm coming in here. I hadn't seen you in a couple of years, which I'll remind you of the last time I saw you.
Oh, wasn't that the circus?
No.
Okay.
But I'm coming and I'm listening to you. And
how drunk was I?
And when I saw you, I was shocked at how old you
were. Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
With Pam Yonke.
Tilling every inch of land in the state, except Lambeau Field. There's consecrated ground. Pam Yonke and the Farm Report.
Well, now we got a lot of moisture as far as tillage is concerned. More on the way today. Weather-wise, it looks like the moisture should taper off by about lunchtime today. Clouds the rest of the day. Daytime highs right around 41 degrees. Look out for the winds out of the north-northwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 44. Saturday, sunny and 50 degrees before we're back into rain on Sunday and 44 degrees. Glad you're along with us, everybody. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. Don't forget, Ryan Yonkman, one of the broker analysts with EverAg, is going to be joining us live this Thursday morning talking about all things dairy. Going to continue to play out the story about high path avian influenza that's impacted some dairy herds in five different states to date. And we're also going to find out about the rapid increase we've seen in butter prices. Consumers, do you have to pay attention to that at the grocery store? Ryan's going to be along in just a moment. It is the fourth day of April. Let's see. What can I tell you? On this day in 1949, NATO was formed. 12 nations signed the North Atlantic Treaty to put together what today is considered one of the world's most important military alliances. NATO started on this day back in 1949. On this day in 1975, Bill Gates and Paul Allen established Microsoft. Obviously, we know where it is today. It's the world's largest software maker by revenue. Started on this day back in 1975. Happy birthday today to actor Robert Downey Jr., 59 years young. And how about a happy anniversary to actress model Brooke Shields and her husband Chris. They got married in 2001. And happy anniversary to Beyonce and Jay-Z. They got married on this date in 2008. And now you know. Well, we've all experienced the moisture in one way, shape, or form in the past 24 hours' time. And while we may not enjoy it or be happy trying to get through it, it is a benefit, not just to Wisconsin farmers, but to the transportation arteries they rely on, like the Mississippi River. Charity Seebecker spoke with one of the barge captains on the Mississippi River to get an update.
There's no better way to get a firsthand look at the water levels of the Mississippi River and the impacts on shipments than the pilot house of a river towboat. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Jimmy Cheatham, barge captain on the Western Rivers, says they're doing an excellent job at moving freight right now. However, despite this and the recent snowfall that we've had, he's still cautious about the future of water levels.
I was able to go up into Dubuque at meetings pre-Christmas, and it was extremely warm. You know, we had such warm weather and early, then we had that bite of winter, then we had an early thaw. And there's no more snow to melt off and bring down, which is kind of a scary thing for us right now, especially here in the Midwest with us being below record on rainfall right now.
So what impact has that had then on the movement of commodities? Is freight traffic back to normal, or what do you even consider normal? Is it backed up? How is that going?
Right now we are doing a excellent job at moving what we have to move. This is usually our slower time of the year, and the upper Mississippi is just recently opened. If it wasn't for lock and dam repairs, we could have probably ran most of the winter up there. Surprisingly, this year, very little to no ice. River stages are a little above average right now. We've had quite a bit of rain in the last few days, but that's expected to fall out pretty quick.
We're getting ready for our spring planting coming up, but how much of the past crop is still being moved?
Well, depending on the markets, and I haven't paid a whole lot of attention in the last couple of months to the markets, I think it looked like to me corn movement was down a little bit. China kind of backed out on some contracts. We are not backlogged right now. If anything, we're starting to move fertilizer and ag products for the farms north right now. In fact, we've got boats going all that have been in St. Paul and turned out in the last 2 weeks. So that's pretty early for this time of year.
So you mentioned a few of those products. What products are you hauling? Are you seeing more of a demand for certain ones than others?
We was moving a lot of the corn and soybeans off the Ohio River. Of course, that's a normal winter run. Illinois River was moving quite a bit of product out earlier this winter, a lot of corn. Right now, things are kind of turning around for northbound freight, and we're bringing up a lot of fertilizers and farm-related products to get the crops back in the field, like like potash and lime, and there's a great number of things being moved right now that's even loaded and moved into United States. A lot of our imported fertilizers are being moved up and getting ready to gear up for hopefully a busting season this year.
With the recent events of the bridge collapse in Baltimore, what went through your mind when you heard about that?
Well, the biggest thing, bridge collisions happen almost every day throughout the world. They're a risk factor to navigate, and so much depends on mechanical, you know, weather conditions, river conditions, pilot experience. It's just going to happen. It's a risk. I was reading a report not too long ago, right after this happened. There was like 38 bridges worldwide that had collapsed and led to fatalities. And as I read through this report a little bit more and deeper, they mentioned that each bridge and the incident that happened in 1996. When a towboat struck the bridge, tow broke loose. Some of the barges landed on one of the casino boats on the Missouri shore. Well, that just totally tore the credibility of that report out, because the East Bridge never did collapse and never has collapsed. And it has been hit multiple times. So to the listeners out there, be careful who you listen to, and do a lot of research before you make judgment on the mariners.
How does that affect you then and what you're doing?
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a trickle-down effect on doing more risk assessments when we're transiting bridges and harbors. But the actual commodity aspect on the Midwest, I don't see it having much effect on us. If anything, there may be some increased product coming out of Canada, coming down through the Great Lakes, down through the Illinois River, possibly, until they get the harbor open to its full capacity. You know, Baltimore is the 13th largest harbor in the United States. They do a tremendous amount of volume. It's definitely going to impact the regional area up there until they get that channel open, and could have a trickle effect on some industry that's related to products that's being transferred in and out of the harbor.
That was Jimmy Cheatham, barge captain on the Western Rivers. Look for the link to his TikTok page in the article on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com for informational videos and a firsthand look into how things are going on the Mississippi River. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Definitely a story we're going to want to watch as spring unfolds. Thanks, Charity. Appreciate it. All right, quick look at what's happening in the markets for a Thursday morning. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese was down a quarter of a cent at 145. 40-pound block cheese dropped a half to 144, while AA butter was up 2 cents to 294 a pound. This morning, we've got our May milk, Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, up 20 cents at $15.84. The June Class 3 milk's up 15 cents. Right now, it's $16.47 a hundredweight. December corn, right now, 2 cents stronger at $4.73. November soybeans on a Thursday morning, currently 3 cents higher at $11.87. July wheat's up 6 at $5.78 a bushel. Okay, so now we know where that stands. What's happening as far as news in the dairy marketplace? Ryan Yonkman, broker analyst with EverAg, steps to the microphone in just a moment to bring us an update on highly pathogenic avian influenza and the dairy herd and its impact on our marketplace. And we're also going to talk a little bit more about that rise in the butter price. Why is it happening? How long is it going to be happening? Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Tune in Thursday for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We've got congressional candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley, New Marquette University Law School polling Charles Franklin. Tune in.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
One Farm, 877-301-3276. On a Thursday morning, we welcome in now Ryan Yonkman. He's one of the broker analysts, power players with EverAg. Kind enough to join us on a Thursday morning, never lacking on news relative to the dairy industry. Ryan, it's a story that everybody's been talking about, whether you're in agriculture or not, unfortunately, to a certain extent. High path avian influenza impacting some dairy herds started in Texas, Kansas, New Mexico, then Idaho, now Michigan. Nebraska just announced yesterday they're putting in some restraints on cattle coming into the state. Market's still paying attention to this. Is this old news? I mean, you and I have discussed off air that really it's a story that's still developing.
Yeah, most definitely. And thanks for having me back this morning. Look, there hasn't been a day that's gone by in the last 3 weeks where this isn't a topic of discussion. It's in the news. It certainly does matter. But to your point, this thing still is filled with more unknowns than knowns in regards to, you know, places people want to take the conversation, like what it means for demand and different things like that. What we know today is we know certainly what it is. We know it's spreading, and we know it is a milk production event, and that the animals that are experiencing this lose production pretty heavily. You know, we see rolling herd averages come off 10 to 20 pounds and hold that for a while. So, yes, it's something that we do have to be aware of, and it's bigger than just dairy. It's something we've got to expand and think about the horizons of what this can mean for beef and all these other things. So, like you said, a hot topic, but really not a ton to make out of it from a market's perspective. The only knowns today would be at some point this could matter for supply as we see the spread throughout the states. The unknowns around demand are a little tricky.
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan Yonkman joining us live this morning. I want to remind you, anytime that you hear the folks from EverAg, you can find them online to reach out to them at ever.ag. Let's talk a little bit about something we know more about, and that is the prices that our markets are presenting to us these days, Ryan. I got to ask you about butter. Past couple days, it's caught my attention. One day we're up 7 cents, the next day we're up 2. Am I missing a big cooking competition someplace, or what's going on with butter all of a sudden?
You know, butter is a fun domestic product in that, you know, we're really kind of on an island with it in that, you know, it's not a international product. We don't export lots of butter. We're actually a net importer. And so when you go back to the idea that U.S. milk production is down about 1.3%, and now add in a sprinkle of this flu, which we know has pulled some milk out, you've got a market there that's been tight and still trading like it's tight. It's trading like it's going to get tighter as we walk into the summer and fall months. So it really has its own set of fundamentals. Not to mention international butter prices are also very strong when you consider them trading in the high 280s, 290s. So really there, you've got your own dynamics of tighter inventories and not a ton of new supply coming online to butter specific when we've seen the majority of our new investments pour into cheese plants. And as we know, cheese plants don't get built not to run. And so when we've got milk that's tight, but yet our plants need to fill, class four plants are the balancing plants and be the first ones to get shorted. And so that helps kind of actually walk into the next dynamic, which is the flip side where we've got a cheese market that's overly saturated, really on its lows for the year and continues to hold extreme discounts to global prices, having a lot to do with some overproduction of that product. And yes, not great demand.
Okay. So when Ryan says class four, just remember, folks, that's the butter market. Class three, that's our cheese market. So like he said, if we're filling the cheese market, not enough milk to go to butter, why the prices are going up. Just trying to help the non-farm folks a little bit, Ryan. Let's talk a little bit then about milk movement. You mentioned about cheese plants. I just got to ask, the big whopper that's going in Dodge City, Kansas, that's kind of turning into a milk deficit area. What's going on with that?
Yeah, it's one of those deals that I'm sure when the plan was put together to put that plant, it was years ago. But also when those plants get built, again, they're not going to get built without a supply. So I think what's changed now is probably not that milk's not going to get that plant is not going to get milk. But there was probably some foresight that there was going to be a lot more dairies, not only newly built there, to fill it. And now we've gotten opposite where we see a market in the Southwest that is constricting for financial reasons. And so, yeah, that's a bit of an interesting situation. I think it creates some really interesting basis situations in that part of the country, as they're probably going to have to buy some spot milk off other balancing cooperatives and whatnot. So, that'll be something interesting to watch. The reality is the fundamentals of it are, okay, here comes another two cheese plants to make more cheese. And in this current state of the environment, that is not something this market is telling us it needs.
Yeah. Ryan Yonkman, again, along with us, broker analyst with EverAg. Find him at ever.ag. So then that also begs the question, disregarding, not keeping in mind the situation with HPAI, what are you hearing as far as dispersals, cull cows, slaughter numbers on our dairy here, Ryan? That also has a story.
Yeah, so in regards to the dispersal aspect, we're told through some of the bigger auction houses, they're booked out through about November. So the U.S. dairymen, specific to some major regions, continues to be under pressure, specific really to the class three market when we consider how cheap it is. And so that is something right now that looks like a trend that's not about to slow down, especially as these prices continue to linger. I mean, here we are now walking into April, and we're still talking about class three at sub-$15 milk. We've spent the last 4 months being sub-$1.60 cheese, the last six sub-$1.70, and, you know, we've barely been above $1.85 for over a year. So it's been a tough go. With still high costs, and so we do think we'll continue to see some light restriction here as some dairies, hang it up. And so that's bullish milk production U.S. Some other things that are a little concerning is we're watching EU milk production bounce a little bit right now, recover. For every yang, there's a yang somewhere else, it seems like, but we do expect these dispersals to continue. The flu is not helping this, and certainly if this beef market were to come under any pressure, would be another concern.
All right, man. On that note, I'm going to have to let you go just for time's sake, not for content's sake, that's for sure. Ryan Yonkman, always an expert to join us and give you the insights behind the scenes on what's influencing our markets today. Like he said, I know that Wisconsin dairy producers are in anguish because of these milk prices. You're tied directly to cheese. You heard what Ryan said. Cheese is going to be the first place that milk goes. Butter plants, on the other hand, have to scrap and fight a little bit more for that product, and they are the ones that are currently benefiting as far as a little bit higher milk price. It's an interesting time for sure. Ryan Yonkman, again, along with us from EverEgg. He is one of the analysts that you can tap into. If you ever need, head on over to ever.egg. Tomorrow, we are going to be checking in with our friends at Helena, find out how spring planting lineup for them is coming along, and are we worried about any supply scene situations developing as we get ready to roll. See you tomorrow morning. Have a good day.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
A dairy industry women's group focuses on mental health and maybe allowing guys in the group. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You met Laura Daniels in yesterday's show. While she downplays the fact, Daniels was the original force behind starting the Dairy Girl Network. 10 years later, this organization of women in the dairy industry has two big initiatives going.
One is called Stronger Together, which is our initiative around rural mental health. We believe that women are many times the ones who are more likely to be concerned or more likely to take action and help people get the resources that they need when it comes to their mental health. So we're really incredibly proud that we've been a leader in the dairy industry when it comes to that. We're also embarking on a new initiative called Include. And this is where we want to bring the dairy industry more resources when it comes to inclusion.
Daniels explains further.
Many times when we have a women's group, we think that it's only for women. And one of the objectives that we're looking forward to within Dairy Girl Network is continuing to find ways to bring all leaders in the dairy business into the fold so that they can all help create more opportunity for people within our industry.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thursday morning on the Earl Ingram Show, join me for In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, only on Civic Media.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease.
As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingers.
Winged Thingers! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingers.
The Winged Thingers.
Matinee on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.